A Flavour of German, Episode 1.
Welcome to A Flavour of German, the podcast which helps you spice up your lingo wherever you go. My name is Julia and I'm from Leipzig in Germany, and I'm working with Radiolingua to bring you podcasts which will help you with your German language skills.
And my name is Mark. I'm the director of Radiolingua. I've previously worked on Coffee Break Spanish and My Daily Phrase Italian, but this time I'm going to be the learner and Julia is going to be helping me with my German, improving my range of vocabulary. I've never really studied German before, just really picked up some words and phrases here and there, so hopefully I'll be able to improve by listening to these podcasts, and I would suggest that you concentrate on what Julia's saying and not what I'm saying in German, because she's the expert.
So if you're listening to this podcast, you've probably been learning German for some time now. And often it's the case that if you learn a language, you just learn these basic structures and everyday phrases. And sometimes the spice is missing a bit. And what we want to do with this podcast is spice up your language a bit with some idiomatic phrases. And yes, I hope that you, Mark, and the listeners enjoy learning.
So let's get on with today's show. Julia, what is our topic for today?
Our topic today will be the weather.
The weather. Also, wie ist das Wetter heute?
Es regnet heute.
In Schottland natürlich.
In Schottland, wie immer.
Wie immer. In Schottland regnet es immer, ja?
All the time.
All the time.
In Deutschland ist es sehr warm und sonnig.
Okay. These are normal ways to be speaking about the weather. Es regnet, es ist warm, es ist sonnig. But can you give us some more idiomatic ways of expressing these kind of things?
Yes, of course. So I think we start with the rain, the Scottish rain. So there's an idiom, German one, which is called Es regnet in Strömen.
Es regnet in Strömen. Okay, I deliberately left a space there after Julia said that so that you can repeat after Julia. Es regnet in Strömen.
Yeah, es regnet in Strömen.
Now, I know what es regnet means, it's raining, but what's in Strömen?
Strömen is a plural form of Strom, and that's actually very similar to the English word stream.
All right, as in little rivers, yeah?
Yes, as a river. And in this saying, it actually means, yeah, you could say literally the rain is coming down as if in streams. It's so much rain coming down. It's like streams from the sky.
Okay, so just one more time. Es regnet in Strömen.
Yeah, es regnet in Strömen.
Can you give us an example of how you would use that particular phrase in a sentence?
Ich gehe jetzt ins Kino und ich muss meine Regenjacke tragen, weil es in Strömen regnet.
Okay, I'm going to try and repeat that. Ich gehe jetzt ins Kino. I'm going to the cinema. Hm. Und ich muss meine Regenjacke tragen.
Ja.
Okay, meine Regenjacke.
Ja.
Ich muss meine Regenjacke tragen. I must wear my rain jacket.
Yes, yes.
Weil es in Strömen regnet.
Ja, genau.
And of course the regnet goes to the end because of the weil.
Yes, yes it does.
Also, gut.
Ja.
Okay, something else. Give us another phrase.
Yeah, another phrase would be, let's stick with the rain, it would be, es gießt wie aus Eimern.
Es gießt wie aus
Eimern.
Eimern.
Yes, it's Eimern is the plural form of Eimer, and it's ein Eimer, and this would be a bucket.
And what does gießen mean?
It means to pour.
Okay, so it's pouring. Well, we say pouring in English, of course.
Yes.
It's pouring as if out of buckets.
Yeah, so it's really similar to an English saying, actually.
Yeah, it's pouring, we would say. It's bucketing, of course.
It's bucketing.
It's bucketing.
Yes.
It's bucketing down. So, is Gießt wie aus Eimern?
Eimern, yeah. Eimer is spelled E-I-M-E-R. And if that's the plural form, you just end at an N in the end.
So, es gießt wie aus Eimern.
Yes.
Sehr gut. Etwas anders?
Yeah. So, we could talk about the German weather where it's really hot at the moment.
Yeah, rub it in, why don't you?
Yes. And there's a funny word we use when it's really, really hot, and this would be Affenhitze.
Now, this, I think, has something to do with an animal.
Yes, it has. Affe, so der Affe, is a monkey.
So, what we're talking about here is a monkey heat, yeah?
It's a monkey heat.
Hitze is heat.
Hitze is heat. Die Hitze.
Okay.
Yeah. And if we put it together, it's monkey heat, and it means it's really, really, really hot.
So, how would you work this into a sentence? Would you use es gibt?
No, you would not. You would rather say, es ist eine Affenhitze heute.
Okay, I'll try repeating that. Es ist eine Affenhitze heute.
Yeah, so it's really hot today.
Okay. Could you also say something like, was für eine Affenhitze?
Oh, yes, you could.
So that's like the equivalent of saying, what a scorcher or something like that.
Yes.
What a really hot day. So today we've had three phrases. We've had Affenhitze or was für eine Affenhitze.
Yeah.
We've had es regnet in Strömen.
Yeah.
So it's streaming down from the sky, the rain's streaming down.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Another rain one, es gießt wie aus Eimern.
Yes.
Okay, can you say these one more time so that our listeners can repeat them with the excellent pronunciation?
Okay, so we start with the first one again. Es regnet in Strömen. Es gießt wie aus Eimern. Affenhitze. Oh, was für eine Affenhitze.
Now, if you want to get more out of A Flavor of German, then head over to our website on www.languageflavors.com.
You'll be able to download enhanced versions of the podcasts and PDF guides explaining the phrases we've covered today.
Also, vielen Dank und bis zum nächsten Mal.
Bis zum nächsten Mal, Marc. Tschüss.
Tschüss.
This podcast was brought to you by the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at www.radiolingua.com.